Right now, it's time for this week's Adopt a Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. We're joined by a different local organization, talking about a new furry friend and sharing their story online on social media and right here on 97.9 The Hill to try to find them a family. Maybe it will be you. I've got a great cat here in the studio who is walking over the soundboard as we were trying to do the weather report. We've got Joplin here in the studio, and we've also got Katie Poitras from Cat Tails Cat Cafe, right downtown Chapel Hill on West Franklin Street, cattailscatcafe.com. Katie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. So tell us about Joplin. She's amazing.
She is amazing.
She loves to press buttons.
She's a purr box. It's fantastic.
She is happy to be here.
Oh,
my
God.
She is the kind of cat that just loves new experiences, loves new people. She's pretty fearless. And can't get enough attention and wants to be all up in your business all the time.
Very, very friendly and affectionate, like right away. You let her out of the carrier and she was just all loving and affectionate and rubbing up against you and headbutting and getting pets and wanting to explore every little nook and cranny in the room. Like, she's great.
Yeah, she did not skip a beat at all. She'll definitely thrive with a household with lots of love to give. Either someone who's home a lot and she's there. Their main focus in life, or ideally a family. She loves kids. She's pretty fearless, as I mentioned. So dogs, I think she would love. She does great with the other cats, but she would be fine as an only cat as long as she had enough enrichment and attention.
Yeah.
In that family.
Fine as an only cat, just more attention for me, basically.
Exactly.
That's how I grew up. That was fantastic. So describe her. What does she look like?
So she's really pretty. She's about a year and a half. She's black and white and floofy.
Yes.
You know, the floofy cats don't last super long. I would describe her as medium hair, but it's been interesting. The longer we have her, the floofier she gets.
Yeah, big old tail.
Her tail's amazing. It's like a big, what are those, like the pens, the quill pens?
Oh,
or something?
Yeah. I was thinking like one of those boa constrictors the boas you wrap around. Not boa constrictors, but like an actual like feather boa,
right,
that's
it,
that you wrap around. Yeah. Not a boa constrictor. Don't do that. The other one, the better one. How did she come to you?
So she was actually transferred to our shelter partner, which, as you know, is the Goat House Refuge. And she and a couple other cats were brought to the Goat House Refuge. And then two of them are with us right now, Joplin and a really great black cat named Herman, who's amazing too. They could totally be adopted as a pair, though it's not necessary. But she's just got a ton of personality. And one interesting little tidbit of information is right now we also have a Janus.
Okay.
And
they came
completely different times, completely different, you know, ages, backgrounds. It just so happens that we have a Janus and a Joplin
right now. Do they come to you with names? Do you name them? How does it go?
They come with names.
Okay.
You can start to tell when whoever's naming them is out of ideas because they've named 1,000 cats.
I like it. We're speaking with Katie Poitras, Cat Tails Cat Cafe at cattailscatcafe.com, T-A-L-E-S, by the way, cattailscatcafe.com for more on Joplin, all the other great animals that they've got at the cafe, and information on how you can go and visit on West Franklin Street and check them out. How is that going right now?
Yeah, so definitely make a reservation. We are still operating and back to operating on a small COVID basis. So we are maxing the room at about 6 or 7 people. You can have more if you're all from the same little pod or group, but it's a very safe, small group experience that you can do that is happy and fun for all ages. So if you're looking for something to do with their grandparents and grandkids or your friends or whatever, it's a great place to come. Just please make a reservation.
Yep. Even if you're not in the market to adopt a cat, it's just nice to just stop by for an hour and just hang out.
Most of our customers are not actively looking to adopt.
Right.
So they just are looking for something fun to do. And I say to people, it's like going to the movies, even though you have a TV at home. So yeah. It's just something fun to do.
I like it. Speaking with Katie Porters, we got Joplin here in the studio. And where is she? She was like hopping up on the studio.
Laying
on the
down floor. Over in the corner.
Gotcha.
She's
okay.
Just vibing.
She's
all right.
Grooming her floofy self.
I like it. Yeah, because she like
super
jumped out and ran around. And now she's done that. And she's just kind of chilling.
She owns the place.
Yeah, that's really cool. Anything else that folks ought to know about Joplin, about Cattails?
No, it's just now that life's, getting back to normal, people are done having summer vacations, it's a great time to bring a furry new member of the family home. So come and spend time one-on-one with the kitties at Cattails.
Sounds good. Again, you can learn more about Joplin and all of the other cats online at cattailscatcafe.com. We're going to have some photos of Joplin up on our Facebook page and the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and posting them on social media as well. So head to all of those sites and sources and check out photos of Joplin and more information about how you can adopt her from the Cattails Cat Cafe. And again, cattailscatcafe.com is their website if you want to just go right to it. Katie Portrus, thank you so much for being with us and bringing Joplin this morning.
Thank you very much for having us.